Still think it's going to $1 million. It's having trouble holding 100,000. It's been a rough start. This was supposed to be the golden dawn of crypto.
Well, Bitcoin is low right now, but what we're talking here with World Liberty is going to be stable coins, right? So that's treasury backed.
How
it's dollar based.
Held up in the Bitcoin sell off.
They're 1-to-1 to U.S. Treasury, so they've stayed the same. It's just a simpler way to transact. If you send a wire on Friday, you don't have to wait for Tuesday to close. It happens in 2 seconds for 2 cents. You can close transactions. The banks obviously didn't love that idea because they're getting the benefit of the float of having these things, and these billions and billions of dollars sitting in their banks over the weekend collecting interest. This creates efficiencies that did not exist in that market before.
But not only does it create efficiencies, it's bringing trillions of dollars into the United States, right? Everybody wants to be on the U.S. dollar. They did a euro-based stablecoin, and only half of 1% of all Europeans want to be on that stablecoin. You know what they want to be on? They want it to be on the U.S. dollar. And guess what everybody in Asia wants to be on? The U.S. dollar. Guess what everybody in South America wants to be on and really is on? The U.S. dollar. Stablecoin is going to bring literally trillions of dollars into the U.S. economy. It arguably could save the dollar because guess what? There's a lot of countries around the world, rampant corruption, bad governments, bad currencies, massive inflation. These people don't stand a chance. They get a paycheck. They don't stand a chance. They may as well go and throw it in a fire and just burn it. Whereas now, all of a sudden, using a simple telephone, using your iPhone, all of a sudden you can buy U.S.-backed, 1-to-1, as Zahn said, based on U.S. treasuries, you can buy stablecoin, and you can actually be part of the greatest financial system in the world.